This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2257, The Most Common Reasons People File for Bankruptcy, by the DebtMD team at DebtMD.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thanks so much for joining me on Optimal Finance Daily. I'm here narrating for you every single day from some of the best articles on the web when it comes to money and finance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to today's post and optimize your life. The Most Common Reasons People File for Bankruptcy by the DebtMD team at DebtMD.com. Bankruptcy can be defined as a legal process through which individuals or businesses who cannot repay debts to creditors seek reprieve from some or all of their debts by going through a court proceeding where the court trustee examines both the assets and liabilities of the said individual. In most cases, bankruptcy is imposed by court order, often initiated by the debtor. This process can be quite stressful, as an average individual cannot go through it alone except by working with a bankruptcy attorney. For individuals or businesses who are going through financial crisis, bankruptcy grants them the opportunity to settle down a particular portion or even settle all of the debt owed over a particular time. Bankruptcy can help business owners start their businesses afresh, but it makes it difficult for them to request a loan in the near future. Following are some of the common reasons why people end up filing for bankruptcy. Number one, medical expenses. Unforeseen medical situations are something nobody can ascertain, and many patients find it hard to pay them. Research has shown that medical expenses are actually one of the biggest reasons people file for bankruptcy, taking the amount of work time lost, leading to loss of income. Therefore, medical expenses that are incurred right before filing for bankruptcy are immediately taken care of. It's therefore advisable for those suffering from a substantial amount of medical expenses or who have huge medical bills to settle, to visit a legal expert to file for bankruptcy. Number two, loss of employment. Filing for bankruptcy as a result of losing one's job mostly affects individuals with no company in their name. Losing one's job can make one's savings quickly vanish since there's basically no more monthly salary or wage coming in. Despite the usual daily expenses, losing your job also creates more expenditures, and unfortunately, with the way the job market is presently, it might be hard to get new employment in a short time. Number three, overspending. Sometimes bankruptcy can be acquired as a result of overspending. In some cases, it could be as a result of inflation, that is, the rise of prices of goods and services in the economy, poor budgeting skills, or the lack of attention to what's needed. One of the common things people don't take notice of when it comes to overspending is the expenditures of their children. This is most common in influential homes. Just because one's parents are in affluence doesn't mean that they can spend extravagantly. Therefore, wealthy families should train their children on how and when to spend money to keep the business flourishing. Number four, foreclosure. Foreclosure can be referred to as a legal process in which a lender attempts to recover a certain amount borrowed on a defaulted loan by taking ownership of or selling the mortgaged property. Usually, the lender obtains a security interest from the borrower who pledges his or her assets like a house or company or cars to secure a loan. The foreclosure process, as applied to a residential mortgage loan, is a bank or other certified creditor selling or repossessing a part of the property after the owner has failed to adhere to the agreement made between the lender and the borrower, called a deed of trust. Inability to pay mortgage property by a borrower often leads to foreclosure. So, rather than lose one's shelter and take the risk of living on the streets, some people turn to declare bankruptcy. Number five, emergencies. Although it's good to save for a rainy day, not everyone can afford to save a large amount of money for unforeseen contingencies. Emergencies can occur at any moment. Whether it's a business emergency like incurring losses after a failed investment, or a machine in the company going bad, or maybe even some untrusted employees running away with company funds, or domestic emergencies like your house suddenly collapsing due to natural disaster, or poor maintenance, or your car suddenly breaking down. In these cases, even if you have some emergency funds stashed somewhere, emergencies like these can incur huge losses, which can later cause bankruptcy. Number 6, pay cuts. When a company isn't flourishing, it often leads to cutting costs, which sometimes include cutting from the employees' paychecks. This can be said to be one of the major reasons why some companies let off their staff, especially in times of recession in the economy. If you can't find ways to make up for the loss of money, you may have to file for bankruptcy. Number 7, divorce. Getting a divorce is not something easy to go through, from the cost of hiring a divorce lawyer to the emotional stress involved. Divorce is another common reason for filing bankruptcy, as most people who go through this process end up experiencing financial difficulties. Filing for bankruptcy allows both individuals involved to share the cost of an attorney and some other fees, which could eventually protect you from paying any sort of joint debt. It's been researched that individuals, mostly men, file for bankruptcy because they had to pay the alimony of divorcing their spouse. Federal bankruptcy courts are filled with people whose financial problems are caused by a divorce. Dissolving marriages due to these financial pressures may eventually wind one into bankruptcy. And number 8, student loans. Many spend an exorbitant amount of money to get a college education with the belief that you'll be able to get a nice and high-paying job immediately after graduation. Unfortunately, things don't really work out that way for some people. Whereas everyone has to pay back that exorbitant student loan which they used to sponsor their college degree, research has shown about 1% of bankruptcy cases are due to the inability to repay the borrowed loan. Before filing for bankruptcy, you must have gotten to the worst case scenario that can ever happen, as many Americans seem to pursue this last-ditch effort to save their finances. But before deciding on declaring bankruptcy, the individual or business involved can still find a way of settling the debt as an alternative to declaring bankruptcy. A debt settlement can be referred to as a situation in which an individual is given the opportunity to settle your debt at a lesser amount compared to what you owe, with the exception of paying the amount settled for completely. Some other ways to avoid bankruptcy include selling of your available asset, spending wisely and considerably, seeking help from family and friends, and communicating with your creditor, letting them understand your situation. There are several ways of reaching a settlement. It's mostly done by involving a third-party company or preferably a lawyer who helps in negotiating your debt, in which you have to make payments to the third-party company until they've been able to reach an agreed settlement with the involved creditor. Bankruptcy might not always be seen as the best solution to go with. There is absolutely no need to file for bankruptcy over a trivial financial problem. It should not be considered as the first choice of action and also not be seen as a last-ditch solution. You just listened to the post titled "The Most Common Reasons People File for Bankruptcy" by the DebtMD team at DebtMD.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Deciding to file bankruptcy is a really hard decision, as many of us feel a moral obligation to repay our debts. But I think it's pretty incredible that the option exists. When you consider the large majority of personal bankruptcies are driven by circumstances beyond a person's control, it makes sense that it's not a moral failing. In my corporate career, I negotiated licensing partnerships between brands and manufacturers. It's amazing to me how many times I've seen corporations go through a bankruptcy without batting an eye. I've been on many phone calls where a partner or client wanted to make my team aware of a bankruptcy before the press release came out. And it was always painted as a strategic move. There was always an external reason beyond the company's control and a forward vision on how this strategic bankruptcy with new ownership or sell-off of other business units was going to set up the brand or company for future success. I remember one call in particular where a CEO told me he didn't even really see it as a bankruptcy. It was much more of a strategic restructuring. While you might not have your own PR department that can come up with a compelling story around your bankruptcy, why not steal from the corporate playbook? Because sometimes bankruptcy really is the best option, and it really can set you up for future success. Well, that will do it for today. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for being here. And I'll see you on tomorrow's episode, where your optimal life awaits.